Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Dave Packer. The Israeli War Cabinet is set to meet shortly to discuss how to respond to Iran's weekend attack. The U.S. urging restraint, and in a phone call, President Biden telling Prime Minister Netanyahu that the U.S. will not be part of any counterstrikes. Israel says nearly all of the weapons fired by Iran were shot down. That includes 80 drones and 6 ballistic missiles taken out by U.S. forces. ABC's Allison Kosick.
ABC News confirmed at least half of those Iranian missiles either failed to launch, failed in flight, or crashed before reaching their targets in Israel. Israel says 99% of the drones and missiles ended up being intercepted by Israeli, U.S., and coalition forces. Those that did hit caused minor damage at an Israeli airbase and left a young girl critically wounded from missile shrapnel.
Here at home, House Republicans preparing new military aid for Israel. This is ABC News. Draft day for the WNBA.
We're just hours away from one of the most anticipated drafts in sports history. Caitlin Clark, all but certain to be the number one overall pick. Back in December, the Fever won the lottery to choose first and hit the jackpot. Clark's expected arrival sent ticket prices through the roof, more than doubling. And now most of their games will be on national TV.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. And it's marathon day in Boston with nearly 30,000 runners set to take to the course this morning. Olympic qualifier Connor Mantz there, but as a spectator,
it's amazing. The energy that comes with the Boston Marathon is unmatched anywhere. And so, you know, while I would love to be running the marathon, I just can't do it with the Olympics coming up. But I'm so happy to be here.
Those Olympics coming up in Paris this summer, and French President Emmanuel Macron now says the city's plans for a unique opening ceremony with the teams in boats on the Seine may have to be moved to a stadium if the security threat is too high. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Next year's race for Wisconsin Supreme Court appears to be more wide open now that Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is retiring. Conservative Judge Brad Schimel is the only candidate so far, but liberals Susan Crawford and Chris Taylor are now said to be thinking about it. The winner of next year's race will likely decide the court's ideological majority. Clean water advocates say they're happy with the EPA's new legally enforceable benchmark for PFAS in drinking water. Lynn Thorpe of Clean Water Action says it's not enough to clean up PFAS already in the water.
We need to take equally aggressive action to keep the chemicals from getting into the water and the environment in the first place.
Wisconsin adopted its own PFAS standards for drinking water last year, but the new federal standard is stricter. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
On the 22nd, over in Ashland from 12 to 6 at the American, there's going to be a blood drive. There will be another one on the 23rd from 12 to 6 at the Salem Baptist Church. To register for either one, please visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Additionally, all who come to give April 8th through the 28th will get a $10 e-gift card to a merchant of choice. Plus, be automatically entered for a chance to win one of two $7,000 gift cards.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series at home against the Padres tonight. They lost to the Orioles yesterday, 6-4, despite getting off to a good start on Bally Sports.
And Contreras to center field. Back Mullins. Back and gone. What a statement for Contreras.
That is absolutely awesome by William Contreras. The second pitch of the ball game for Corbin Burnes.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on facing Corbin Burnes.
Well, whenever you're, you know, trying to face a number one, you're trying to do everything you can to pester him and get him off his game. I don't know that we did that. He still pitched 5 innings and kept us to 3 runs. So
the Brewers won the series in Baltimore 2-1. NBA, the Bucks trounced by the Magic, 113-88. Doc Rivers blamed poor decisions offensively.
Yeah, I thought way too many ISOs. Just and not only did we ISO the wrong guy.
The Bucks will host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 63 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered showers, 58, with more rain tomorrow night. And the rain could be heavy with a half inch to an inch possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Now scanning the country music playlist. Bury me in Georgia. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Yeah, I was just hanging out some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips, some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang along. She was a heartache on the dance floor, heartache on the dance floor. She moved it through my mind, went through my mind. I gotta know her name, and I got to see her again. She's got me wondering, yeah, I'm just wondering.
98QCountry.com.
Break up now.
Connor said he caught him shooting beer bottles down in a holler and smoking. And I said, is that right? He said they won't speak when spoken to, so which one here belongs to you? And I know one does, cause they all started running to your back 40 when they saw me coming on my gator. I looked him in the eyes and I said, he's mine, that boy. Got a wild excitement, son. It's no surprise what he's done. He's every last bit of my homeland, son. And if you knew me then, there'd be no question in your mind. You know he's mine. Yes. A Friday night, football games, living for the speakers to call the name on the back. Number 37, just one.
Rodney Atkins right there, and he's mine. All right, Monday morning begins just like that, and a little bit cooler weather for us, looks like, for this week. We'll chat about that weather here in just a moment. Just a very rare incident here in the Northwoods that we come on a Monday morning, and we talk about a homicide here in the city over the weekend. We'll get you a little bit more information on that if you haven't heard the details, the latest from our local police department. We'll have an update for you at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. Of course, Brewers continue to play pretty well over the weekend, and the Bucks know who they're going to play in the playoffs. They will begin their playoff venture on Sunday. The time of that game is yet to be determined by some of the play-in games. So we'll talk about all that twice an hour. We get you news and sports here on the morning show. So let's get a little update now, starting with ABC.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Dave Packer. The Israeli War Cabinet is set to meet shortly to discuss how to respond to Iran's weekend attack. The U.S. urging restraint, and in a phone call, President Biden telling Prime Minister Netanyahu that the U.S. will not be part of any counterstrikes. Israel says nearly all of the weapons fired by Iran were shot down. That includes 80 drones and 6 ballistic missiles taken out by U.S. forces. ABC's Allison Kosick.
ABC News confirmed at least half of those Iranian missiles either failed to launch, failed in flight, or crashed before reaching their targets in Israel. Israel says 99% of the drones and missiles ended up being intercepted by Israeli, U.S., and coalition forces. Those that did hit caused minor damage at an Israeli airbase and left a young girl critically wounded from missile shrapnel.
Here at home, House Republicans preparing new military aid for Israel. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 340 people in northwest Wisconsin will lose their jobs when window factory Geld-Wen closes in Hawkins later this year. The company plans to move its Wisconsin production to its factory in central Illinois. The move will reportedly save the company at least $7 million. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession faster than ever. A new Department of Public Instruction report says 40% of new teachers leave teaching or leave Wisconsin after 6 years. And it's not just the low pay.
They're still being asked to take their work home with them, to work over the weekends. They're often being asked to teach both in person and virtually, sometimes simultaneously.
State School Superintendent Jill Underly says Wisconsin has enough surplus money to fix the problem. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stop on by John's 3 Mile Corner Bar in Phillips on Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. for a meat raffle for the Flambeau Clowns. All proceeds to benefit Zora Shriners Flambeau Clowns Unit. Once again, this is John's 3 Mile Corner Bar on Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. N7297 State Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin. A meat raffle for your Flambeau Clowns.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Get blown out in Orlando. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks wrapped up the regular season with an ugly loss to the Magic, 113-88. Damian Lillard was back from an adductor injury. Doc Rivers asked why he benched him in the second half.
I just didn't like how he was moving, honestly. I didn't like the way he was moving the first half. He took a bad step, and I just didn't like the way he was moving. I'm just being straight with you. I just figure if you sit him, you can't be wrong.
Up next, the Bucks will host the Pacers in a best-of-seven playoff series, game on Sunday at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Orioles 6-4 Sunday, but won the series in Baltimore. They host the Padres tonight. In golf, Scottie Scheffler wins his second green jacket at the Masters.
It's hard to put into words how special this is. It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging, and to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
Scheffler winning by 4 strokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull-apart is every part, unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon pull-apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPD LLC.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 63 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered showers, 58, with more rain tomorrow night. And the rain could be heavy with a half inch to an inch possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Thinking
98 Q Country.
Why do you keep on staring at me?
Temperatures rise to about 60 today. Same thing for tomorrow. Precipitation wise, not much today, but tomorrow, 60% chance, a cloudy day tomorrow with windy conditions. The wind today with that 60 degree temp will be out of the north at about 5 to 15 miles an hour, so nothing crazy. Cooler temps, so for the rest of the week, for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll struggle to get to 50. Probably all four of those days, maybe a little warmer on Thursday. But temperatures will then moderate back up 50s, 60s after that. A little bit of a swoon in our temperatures. Saw a little bit of a thunderstorm roll in over the weekend. I don't know about you, but I was a little surprised on Saturday because the chance of rain was not very good. And then we had a little isolated cell come through and was providing some thunder and lightning for a couple of hours.
The weekend.
But there was a little cell that moved through that was rather unexpected. I don't know about you, but my wife and I were sitting in the living room, and all of a sudden we heard a loud bang, a clank like a plow's grater, you know, going on the road. And it's like, what was that? My wife said, I think that was thunder. And I said, it's not going to rain. And she looked at me and she said, don't you work for the radio station? I'm just like, I didn't think it was going to rain. And then I looked, and just, it was just a little isolated cell that came through our area. Other than that, the weekend was very nice temperature-wise. 60 again today. Should be a beautiful day here in Wisconsin's Northwoods.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Multitech of Prentice offers reliable forest machinery that lasts for decades and retains its value, and is also a very proud Phillips Lager Booster Club sponsor.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I am a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 63 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered showers, 58, with more rain tomorrow night. And the rain could be heavy with a half inch to an inch possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
I wouldn't do just to give you that house.
Q Country. We're looking at 34 and on our way to 60 for our high temperature today. Good Monday to you on this tax deadline day, April the 15th. I didn't see any extension days or anything like that. So at the very least, you got to get her done this week and at least let Uncle Sam know that you're around. And if you owe money, you definitely got to file something. If you're getting money back, Uncle Sam's like, whatever, just wait. So tax deadline today. Not as cut and dry as it used to be, because it used to be, I remember back when there were horses carrying mail. I remember when we used to do, my early years of radio, we did a couple live broadcasts from the post office. We did our morning show back before I worked here from a post office a couple of times because tax deadline day was the day that everybody ran to the post office to get their taxes postmarked by April 15th. And we used to set up a broadcast booth and we had Bayer aspirin, Aleve, things for their, you know, because they were working on their taxes. We should have had, like, you know, alcohol and stuff like that, but that wasn't even acceptable back then, believe it or not. But not quite as cut and dry now. You got the electronic filing and all kinds of, you can file extensions, but you have to let Uncle Sam know you're doing something today. You can file an extension or whatever, but you gotta act somehow, some way. I would guess a busy day for accountants today. Last people, always. You're afraid to answer the phone, I think, at accounting offices today. Somebody says, I need to get my taxes filed. I haven't done a thing. I got two shoeboxes full of receipts. Sorry, we have a bad connection. I can't. Oh, and then they hang up. Words of wisdom for a Monday, April the 15th. Focus on the family this morning is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
It was Jesus who said, love your enemies. But how exactly do we do that? One of the most important things to remember is that love often shines brightest when the circumstances surrounding it are darkest. I was struck by the truth of that after the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013. One of the young men responsible for that act of terrorism was Zokar Tsarnaev. After he was captured, he was treated at the same hospital where dozens of his victims had been taken a few days before. In an unusual twist, the same doctors who saved the lives of so many injured in the bombing found themselves saving the bomber himself. At first, it seemed unfair that a terrorist would be treated as well as his victims. But then I remember that love shines in darkness. The doctors didn't debate whether Zokar deserved treatment. They immediately worked to rescue him. Doctors seek to heal. It's who they are. It's what they do. It's how they're trained. How should we treat people who oppose us? The natural response is to seek revenge. The unnatural response is to love sacrificially. Sacrificial love gives beyond what's required of it. It replaces judgment and condemnation with grace and goodwill. That's what love is. That's what love does. Loving an enemy is one of the hardest things we can do. It demands more from us than we can naturally offer on our own. But it's the only way to create a world where true love, tolerance, and peace exists. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members to the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy. Get
can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Save big money on your next project. Now, at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 63 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, scattered showers, 58, with more rain tomorrow night. And the rain could be heavy with a half inch to an inch possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl.
I'm listening to you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light label? Just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no. Just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on